two guys bring a get to Ham and Aleph from the Din HaSeyam, do they have to say B'fanei Nechtov, yes or no? Two guys that bring a get, do they have to say B'fanei Nechtov, yes or no? Seth, what do you say? No, why not? Because what did Gemara say? They have a migu that they could have said B'fanei Negirshin. Excellent. Very, very good. Excellent. Now, we mentioned in shir yesterday, is that a real migu? Well, it is. Gemara says it's a migu. What's the problem with that? We said that Tosfos, two places in Ksubis, on the same omen, and Abu Chesmid Bey says that you don't say a migu with two eight. Okay? Why not? So I was looking for the line in shir yesterday. I couldn't find it. You know why? Because it's not there. It's Tos and Kedushin. Tos and Kedushin, and then Gimel and Beis writes, the reason why two Aiden don't have a Negro is why? Ein Adam Yodea, Masha Belev, Kavero. You don't know what the guy's thinking. So get that down in your notes. Tos and Kedushin is the one who says this far, and you don't say a Negro with two Aiden. So what was the problem with that? The Gemara says that two guys have a Negro. So what's the answer we suggested? They're not testifying on themselves. Excellent, Eitan. Since they're not testifying on themselves, I'm sorry, since they are testifying on themselves, that they are shluchim, therefore it's not called Eitan, and therefore the migu is acceptable. Now, what's the problem with that? This is the way I want to just go over it. Okay, I don't know if we presented like this, but get it like this. What's the problem with that? We have a psak that a shlich automatically becomes a what? Becomes an aid. If a shlich becomes an aid, and a shlich can become an aid, as long as they're not a gamble, right? So the shlich becomes an aid, so nachamol, they're automatic aided. So nachamol, you're stuck. You got me? Nachamol, you're stuck. They're aided again. By the fact that you say shlich becomes an aid, automatically they're aided. So if automatically they're aided, regardless of whether Eitan, they're speaking about themselves. They're aided. Because shlich nas aid. And as long as you're not no gay, the dumber should be a problem. Are you got me? So the answer is, the sniper says like this. And this is what the shot is. I want you to get it. The sniper says, you have to distill it down. Regarding other people, they are an aid. They're testifying Mr. X divorced Mrs. Y. Or Mr. X is Makatis Mrs. Y. Right? But regarding themselves, you need to meet them. Meaning regarding the other people they're aided. Please get this. Shlich nasa aid regarding the other people. The guys they're testifying about. Regarding themselves, Eitan, they are not aided. So why are they believed? Migu. That's the pshat of the sniper. So nachamol, let's get it done. If you hold one, two aidim are believed, they're testifying after, because they have a migu for anger, it's against Tosis. So he says, two Aidim that are Amigu. Aidim and Amashav Lechaver. What's the answer? They're not. It's not Aidis, because they're speaking about themselves. Aidim and Amashav. What do you mean they're speaking about themselves? There's no problem with that. Shliach not say Aid. A Shliach can become an Aid automatically, and there is no problem. As long as you're not a Gavidon. Right? So the Stoiper says, so Nachamot, they're Aidim. How is Amigu good? What's the answer? Distill it down. It's kind of like Pongin and Dibura. Regarding the other people, it's Kedushin. They're aided. Regarding themselves, that they are identifying themselves as Shluchim of the husband, they are not aided. And if they are not aided, why are they believed? Mitam what? Mitam what? What? Migu. Excellent, Seth. Because they're not aided. Mitam themselves are not aided. Mitam the other guy, they're aided. This is the pshat we want to suggest. Okay? Alright, very good. That's the pshat we want to suggest in the Teretz. Okay. Now, let's move on to the Gemara with the Taisus. But before that, we have to analyze what Rabbanu Hud Itzruch means. Rabbanu Hud Itzruch. Right afterwards, we learn right before it's Rabbi Kine, the Stam Sifra Negrat Mir. Okay? What did Tosos comment on Stam Sifra Mikra Miri are? What did he say? That 99.9% what? Of the Sofrim are what? Are good, they know the Shema. It's a Miuta di Miuta. Even though Rameir is normally Chosh Lemuta, Miuta di Miuta we're not Choshish. Okay. Let me ask you. Seth, what would you say Rashi Sheet is on this? What would you say Rashi Sheet is on this? When he says, Rabban Hud Yitzra. Where's Rabban Hud Yitzra according to Rashi? Go ahead, Seth. The garbage can case, right? The garbage can case. What does that imply? According to Rashi, what do you think Stasi from Igra Biri is? 100% or 99%? Why does Rashi have to come out to the what? Garbage can case. Why did Rashi just say what? Maybe it's the 1% of guys that don't know the Shema. Maybe that's why you need the funny knife. You follow what I'm saying? Why does Rashi have to come out to this case of what? Why does Rashi have to come out to this case of the garbage can case? Just say one of the sofer we're worried about is not did right in the Shema. Says with Nacha Bar Chovitch, I want you to get this. You see from here, what? I can't hear you. No, leave. It gets hot. Thank you. Sorry, okay? So the opinion is that Rabbanan who did it? What did the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan hold that what? What did the Rabbanan say? Nachamo, what does Rashi say? What are we waiting to die from Rashi? That it's 100%. It's 100%. Why is it 100%? Why is it 100%? According to Rashi. Because Rashi has to come out of this garbage can case. Why come out of the garbage can case? Because Rashi holds every sofer is 100% Lishma. It's a beautiful diuk. He argues on Tosis that holds that there's a 1% of sofer that are not Lishma. Rashi says 100%, they all hold Lishma. That's why Rashi gives the case that it was in the garbage can. It's not a problem in the sofer. It's a problem finding the garbage can case. That's what the garbage can case represents. There's no problem in the sofer. This is the chiddush of Rav Nacha Bar Chovitch. He wants to say Rashi argues on the Tosis. And he says a beautiful shot. That in fact Rashi holds Lamaisa that we are what? We assume that there is no mute. There absolutely is no mute. He should have said like that. Maybe this sofer that wrote up is from the mute that's not the key of Lishma. Must be that Rashi holds that that is wrong. That's how Rashi comes up with a whole new Kshash Chadash. Okay? John, go ahead. On the Yeraisa level, John. But me, the Rabbanan, we're worried about that 1%. That's why I keep stressing. The Yeraisa, you don't need the funny after. It's a Takanas Chachamim. So maybe the Takanas Chachamim is that we're worried about what that 1%. Rashi learns Tamsa from the Gemara is everyone is Mishma. 100%. That's why Rashi stands on his head and comes up this Chashash Chadash. Okay? All right. Now, Viker, before we begin the Tosis, that's number one. The Rashi is being chalik on Tosis. There is a difficulty here that the Pnei Yoshua says in Dibur Masmafilu. I wanted you to see. He asks, what does the Pnei Yoshua ask? You tell me, what does he say? It should be enough for the Shnif to say what? Befanei Nechtav, and stop. Why do you need to say Befanei Nechtav? You follow on? Why is it enough to say Befanei Nechtav? He's asking, according to Shitas Rashi, you're worried about the garbage can case. If you're worrying about the garbage can case, which is what? The garbage can with the same name of the two husbands, right? You're worried about the same get with the same names, and he decided not to divorce his wife, and then he changes his mind. Right? He throws out, and then the other guy with the same name picks up, he says, oh, he doesn't have to pay for this. Our sofer saves money. Yes? So why don't we say like this? Why don't we say the following? If the issue is finding the garbage can, what is the problem? The problem is the ksiva, right? That it's written for one man, not written for the other man. The signatures are not even on the get. The husband's going to pick it out of the garbage can, get new aid, and sign it on. There's no aid on this get. So the Pnei Yoshua asks a great kasha. Lefi Rashi, all you should need is b'fanei nechtav. Why should you need b'fanei nechtav? The signatures are going to get new aid. Fine, beautiful. There's Pnei Yoshua's asking on Rashi, if the concern is the garbage can case, the concern is the tzibah. So just write funny after ensuring that it was a good get, it was not a garbage can case. The chasimas are never a concern. You hear the kasha? That's what the Pnei Yoshua asks on Rashi. Okay. So the Pnei Yoshua says like this. There is a mandate of Lishma. not only for the Zophar when he writes up a get, there's also a mandate of Nishma for the Eidim when they sign a get. That they sign it specifically for a man, specifically for a woman. And this specific man and woman, you have to have Nishma on the Ksiva and on the Chesima. And there are Eidim out there, unfortunately, that don't know the concept of Nishma. And since they don't know the concept of Nishma, David, what are they going to do? They're going to sign Shalom Nishma. And that's what we are concerned about. Therefore, the shliach must say b'fanei nechtam to ensure that the get was signed lishma. So the Yeshua postulates in Rashi, the garbage can case really should only require b'fanei nechtam. Why do we say b'fanei nechtam? Because there's a possibility that it will be signed shalom lishma. So therefore, we have to say b'fanei nechtam. So Rabbi Kivager asks on this, and he says, please get this. He says that answer, but he says, why don't you say the same thing about the Sofrim? I think that's what he's going to say, Seth. Why don't you say there's some Sofrim that don't know the din either of Lishma? And that's why you have to say B'fanei Nechtav. Why does Rashi have to stand on his head and say the garbage can case? Why don't you just say what? That there are some Sofrim out there that what? There are some Sofrim out there, very small, minute percentage, 1% maybe, that don't know Lishma. And that's why you have to say B'fanei Nechtav. Why did Rashi have to stand on his head and say what? The garbage can case. Just say there's a mute or so from the don't know Lishma. And that's why you have to say B'fanei Nechtav. What's the answer to that? What? Oh, excellent, sir. That's what we want to say. It is. The cheapest Rashi is that it's 100%. There is no one out there who doesn't know it. There is no sofer out there that doesn't know the concept of Lishma. And it is 100%. We want to say a Chiddush. Based on what Rav Parchovich said in Rashi, we want to say a Chiddush in Rashi. That is why we can't say, oh, Rashi should say, there's a sofer out there that doesn't know how to write Lishma. There is no sofer out there. There are Eidim that don't know Lishma. Therefore, you have to sit in front of Nechta, funny Nechta. Why do you have to sit? So it comes out, I want you to get this. If I ask you, okay, by why, according to Rashi, the Arbachinus are very easy, so don't worry. Why, according to Rashi, do you say b'fanei nechtam according to Rava? What would the answer be according to Pnei Yeshua and Rashi, with the Chiddush we just said? You say b'fanei nechtav because of the garbage can case, and you say b'fanei nechtam because there are some Eidim that don't know about the Shmuel. You got to splice it. You follow what I'm saying? It's a very interesting answer. But that's the answer according to Pnei Yeshua and Rashi in Rabbi's theory. You got me? It's a beautiful splice. Okay, let's take it a step further. Yes. In other words, we're saying we're finding Nechtav because of the garbage can case. It was written for another husband and he threw it out. We're saying we're finding Nechtav because there's a minority of one, there might be, I don't know how many percent, 1-2% of Eidim that don't know Lishma. So we have to verify B'fanei Nechtam that it was signed Lishma. Chatin has to be done Lishma. You'll tell me that what? Why don't you say B'fanei Nechtam was because of a 1% of soul from the don't Lishma? The answer is Rashi learns 100%. Like you're a medayik from a Nechapar judge. Rashi holds 100%. Stop sitting there and it's 100%. There are no soul from out there that don't know Lishma. Okay. Now let's take this even further, though, mice. Okay? That was the Masorah of the Gemara. You could ask, how did the Gemara know that? The Gemara had a Masorah. That was 100%. Okay. Then Rabbi Kivager takes it a step further. And he says like this. Rabbi Kivager asks, why is it, if you're choshesh that the chesima was done shalom lishma for another husband, what does that mean? What does that mean it's done shalom lishma for another husband? That means there's no chasima. That means there's no chasima at all. If you sign the get for another husband, that means there's no chasima. It's not that it was done what? Shalom lishma. It's not that it was done for practice, which we're going to get to in Tosafot Islam. If it was signed for another vow, that's not a chasima at all. There's only a concept of practice by who? What's at least by the sofer? You can talk about the Islamic by the sofer. You can't talk about practice by signatures. People don't practice their signatures. Believe me, if they do, they don't do it out of get. A sofer's job, that's the job of the sofer. He might practice many times. He has a certain amount of people in the community. Maybe he'll write practice. You can hear that about a sofer. But if you sign something shelo lishma, that is not even a what? If you sign something shelo lishma, that is not even a signature. So if you sign something shelo lishma, it's not even a signature. If you sign it for another husband, that's not a signature. So what does that mean? That means Allah l'alaysa that what? That if you sign something that's not halachically a signature, that's a psul not only by a get, but also by what? Other stars as well. Other stars need signatures. And our Gemara is always presenting a problem that's limited to what to get. In fact, Taisa said that, right? Vishen bikin lishma. There are numerous halachas of getting, right? That's what Taisa said in the first Tosfos Nirmasa Vishen bikin. So if you tell me, Rabbi Kivager says, that it's a chasima shelo lishma, then that's not a chasima at all. Chasima shelo lishma, you sign it for another husband. That's not a chasima. It's like a wrong signature. That's a problem not just by get, but even by other stars. So the Kinegar's very, very bothered by that. So he suggests the following, and I want you to get this. This is a third way of reading the Gemara. What do I mean a third way of reading the Gemara? Get this down. For a bar and who to get, how many ways do we have so far? We have Rashi. One, which said what? Garbage can case. No, for a bar and who to get through. The Rabbanan required finding out why. Rashi says because by Rabbanan, who did it? It's a team, the Rabbanan to find out. Why? According to Rashi, garbage can case. I'll just write Ashton. Three is Rabbi Kivager. Rabbi Kivager has a new shot in the Gemara. What's Rabbi Kivager's new shot in the Gemara? This is what I want you to get. There's a Tosfos in Maseches Avodah Zarah. And after Zion or after Mask of the Chi, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch Nos Gittin, Simin Kuflam and Afsiv Zion, that the Sofer and the Aiden, when they write the get, must say verbally, they're writing it for Mr. X. Much like if you ever write a letter in Sefer Torah, you have to say L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah, L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. When you blacken the tefillin, even when you blacken the tefillin, you have to say L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. You know, I have one of those markers in my towel's bag, it's supposed to, it's off, it's got to be fully black. You have to say L'Shem Kedusha Sefer Torah. The Sofer has to verbalize who he's writing it to get for and also to aid him. Therefore, says Rabbi Kivager, you know what the pshat in the Gemara is? They didn't say it. The Sofer and the Aiden didn't say it. And therefore, if the Sofer and the Aiden did not say it, Lamaisa, by Shar Stars that's kosher, by get that's puzzle. And therefore, we have to ensure that it was said. And how do we ensure that it was said by the Sofer and the Aiden? By the Shliach saying, B'fanei Nechta, U'B'fanei Nechta. So how are we going to write that whole thing? And again, according to Rabbi Kivager, by other staros, Dini Mominus, they don't have to verbalize. By get, they must verbalize. How do you ensure that it was verbalized? The get was given in wherever. Boise, Idaho, right? The guy comes all the way there to Israel. How do you know the Sofer and the Aiden said something? B'fanei Nechta. I'm going to write this Sarif Lomar the Ted. The only way we can ensure that was done was to find out the funny method. So this is one and three. You'll ask me what's two? Tysis. Let's see Tysis. Okay? So there are, we've seen one and three now in Shatam of what we're upon the Hood Israel. Yes, Mark, go ahead.
I've seen the funny method on proof that they said it verbally.
Because when they sign, they have to sign for Mr. X and Mrs. Y. They have to know that. And they have to verbalize, we are signing this get because Mr. X is divorcing Mrs. Y. They have to verbalize that. And if they don't verbalize it, we assume that they're signing, we don't know who they're signing for. Okay? Yes, Ellen. What's your you're an Alice asking? That's a good, that's what the Nashua said. What did the Nashua say? That explained why you have to say the funai nechtav. But it doesn't explain the funai nechtav. You're saying good, but it only explains half the story. According to you, then you should only have to say the funai nechtav. That's why the Pnei Yoshua says you have to say b'fanei nechtam for the Eidun Natson Zayin Lishma. You have to say b'fanei nechtam. Why? Garbage can case. Excellent. We're filling in the blank. Rashi didn't tell you about that. That's what the Pnei Yoshua filled in for. I'm glad you brought it up. That's right. What you said is good, but that only explains 20 nechta. It doesn't explain 20 nechta. Yeah, Yossi, go ahead.
I still understand. I read the Gemara example. After Rabbanu Yitzchak, how do you get the Hacha, Mishum Egun, and Fibra?
Well, stop. Rabbanu Yitzchak, period.
Right. So
this Takana of the Fanei Nechta is a rabbinic institution. That's all. Stop there. We'll get the Baha. Rabbanu Yitzchak. It's required. And then the Gemara says, Mishum Egun, they lowered it from 2 to 1. We really should have 2 8. Because if Iguna, we lowered it from 2 to 1. That's how you read it. But I stress this, it's Rabbanu Yitzchak. The institution was the Fanei Nechta. You shouldn't need it. You shouldn't need it, Bamish. Now, I gotta get the same exactly, because when you go to Arizona, someone's gotta purchase it. If you can, I'll give you the money for Kuntzis this year, because I looked, no one has it here. Question is, why does Maseches Gittin begin with the Takanas Chachamim? He has a whole Mahalach. Why? Very interesting. But I don't remember it in turn, so I gotta get the same. I haven't been able to get a hold of the same. You can have the same. I gotta look, but I wanna get my own. But it's interesting, I'm highlighting the Gemara. The whole Masechta Gittin begins with a Takanas Chachamim. There's so many Dinim D'Oraisa. We learned ourselves in the Rama. There are 10. It's bizarre why the Masechta would begin with a Takanas Chachamim. But he has a beautiful habit, which we'll glean that we'll have to go through once. Okay, we'll have to mention. Okay. Very good. Now, Lamaisa, this leads us to the Taisus. A third shot, the middle shot. Okay? So do we have Rabbi Kivager again? Rabbi Kivager says, I want you to get it, that the Fanei ensures that they did it, Bepet, that the Adim and the Sofer signed it verbally for the right people. Just let me add out another shot that he suggests. Let's just write four. And the Kibaker says maybe the case in the Gemara is that the guy had two wives with the same name, and he said that whoever walks out the door first will be divorced. And a strange, crazy case. But he says, guy has two wives with the same name, and he makes it tonight. Whoever walks out the door first will be the one who's divorced. That's a problem of what? Of Lishma. How do we ensure that that's not the case? What do you say? Fanei Nechta. So I'll say, I'm just going to give you a code word for that. Delad Rishon. Please get that down. He said the case might be, he has two wives with the same name, and he made it tonight. Whoever walks out the door first is divorced. Why is that a chisaron of Lishma? What's the famous principle? And we heard of the topic. It's mentioned like 25 places, different places. Very complicated topic. It's not that hard. What's it called? Excellent. What is your name?
Morris.
Excellent. Ain Braver. Very good. Ain Braver. We paskin in the Sechus Beya and Nachlamin Tess that on topics that are D'Oraisa, ain't braver. On topics that are D'Rabbanan, yesh braver. I'll give you the example. I have a big bottle of barrel of wine. Can I drink and drink and drink till the very bottom and say, oh, the drops at the bottom will be the truma? You have to mark as truma from wine. So, braver means it's proof for a double of mafreya. Before I started drinking, that the wine on the bottom was truma, and the other stuff that I drank was chulin. Can you do that? So we paskin that in Yanni D'Oraisa ain't braver. D'Oraisa ain't braver. Those topics that are D'Oraisa, topics that are D'Rabbanan are braver. Obviously, this get is a one, is a topic that's D'Oraisa. If he writes up the get, and it's not clear from the get which woman the get is referring to, ain't braver, it is not mishmal. Okay? Ain Braver, it is not Mishma, Bustle. So I want you to get so we have 1, 3, and 4. When it says Rabbanhood Israel, we require Fanei Nechta. Why? Rashi? We should say Ashba for what? You know, I should write Ashba Fanei Nechta. Very good, Alan. And what should we write for Fanei Nechta? I'll just write Chasima Shalom Mishma. Right? Hasina Shalom Lishma. That the aim is signed Shalom Lishma. Aim. Correct. Number 3 is to ensure that the Aidim and the Sofer say the path they did it verbally Lishma. Number 4 is this crazy case, which is not so crazy, but the guy had two wives with the same name, and he makes this guy, whoever walks out the door first will be divorced. How do we know it's not that case? Which would be a problem if it was. Morris said very nicely, because the problem ain't brain rot. You said the funny neck, the funny neck, and therefore we know it's not that case. Oh. Now what is number two spot?
Tysis.
So for that we gotta see the tysis, okay? Let's see the tysis inside. Okay? Morris, go ahead. You wanna read the tysis? On the bottom? Well, let's see the tysis on the bottom. Rabbanan who did Israel. Okay? Tysis on the bottom. Let's take a look inside. Okay? Go ahead, Morris. Excellent. It was written for one man. He changed his mind and didn't want to divorce the two in the garbage can. Second guy to send in, fix it up. Very good. Go ahead. Hey Minayu. Migarsha. Excellent. Go ahead with Somuch. The lake. Excellent. Okay. So this Kash of Tysus is embellished by the Rashba and the Maram Shif. The Kash is as follows. Mimonoshach. What does Mimonoshach mean? What's your soul? But it really means, it is really what's your soul, but it means catch 22. Your stock. What is the case that we're dealing with in the Gemara, in the Mishnah? If there are two Yosef and Shimons in the city, meaning it's Huxaka, then your stock, the Fanenefta Fanenefta, will not help you. And if there are not two Yosef and Shimons in the city, and there is only one, then you shouldn't need the Fanenefta at all. This is Tosfos Kasha. He says, if it's two Yosef and Shimons, even if you write it Lishmo, it's possible to what? According to Reb Meir, to divorce the Gedola. I mean, if you intended on using, you had, a guy had two wives, an older wife and a younger wife, same names. If you intended on writing the get to divorce the Gedola, you can't divorce the Ketana. Why not? Why can't you divorce the Ketana? Because you didn't sell the Shema. The Gedola, why? Because it's like Reb Meir. Reb Meir, there is a famous machlaikis, so we've mentioned it already, which we'll get to more and more and when we get to that sugya. What makes a get a get? What makes a get a get? Reb Meir says, what makes a get a get? The Eidei Chasima. Karsi. What makes the separance between the husband and woman? Reb Meir said, the Eidei. Reb Elazar says, the Eidei Mesira Karsi. This is also mentioned 8-9 times in the Sikha. We mentioned Fanei Nechtav 8-9 times, 9-10 times, also Eidei Mesira 8-9 times. Eidei Mesira Karsi. And even 11 times. Is it the Eidim that view the giving the get? What makes a get a get? Fundamental machlekes Reb Elazar and Meir. Mamush. Fundamental. Oh! So what we're explaining is the following. Mimonofshach. I mean, Lamaisa, if there are two Yosef and Shimons, then you're stuck. The Fanenet should not help you. If there's no two Yosef and Shimons, you shouldn't need it. Oh, you want to tell me one of the two Yosef and Shimons? It also says Reuven. It says it says Yosef ben Shimon ben Yaakov. And the other guy says Yitzchak. So then you can identify. Then you wouldn't need the Fanei Nechtav again. Nachol. It's like having one guy. That's Tosfos Kasha. And the Kasha is, in the Mishnah later on, it says that according to Reb Elazar, guy had two wives. One older, one younger. He intended on divorcing the older one. They wrote up the get. You can't divorce the younger one. Shlishma. Why can you divorce the older one? Because it was Eidei Mesira Karsi. The Gemara writes Beferish on Chavav, right? It was Chavdalet, I'm sorry. It says on the bottom, it's according to Reb Elazar. Because the Eidei Mesira know. What did the Eidei Mesira know? You tell me. What does it say? The Eidei Mesira know what? They know that what? Who the girl, it was written for the Gedola. They know it was written for the Gedola. And if they know it was written for the Gedola, then it's acceptable. But in our case, we have a problem. Again, the case over there is fine. Why is that? Because Adam and Sirikar, so they knew that it was for the Gedolim. Okay? What about in our case? That case over there can't go according to Reb Meir. This is very important. Reb Meir holds that there's a topic called Tukach Mitocho. What does Tukach Mitocho mean? You got to get this. This is within Reb Meir. Meaning it must be discernible from the signatures who this get is for, which man and which woman. There's an institution, a concept called Mukach Mitocho. It's got to be Mukach from the get. It's like it screams out. This is identifying who's the husband, who's the wife. And therefore, in that case, it's not clear. They both have the same name, the Gedol and the Ketana. So therefore, it couldn't be according to a mayor. It could only be according to a blusher. But in our case, you're really up at service. Why in our case? But here, no one knows who the what. No one knows who the shliach is. No one knows that the shliach is from the husband. Beit HaChasima don't know, and Beit HaMesira don't know. You follow me? So Tosfos is asking a great kasha. Mimonofshah. If there are two Yosef and Shimon's, the Faranek and Faranek will not involve you. If there's no two Yosef and Shimon's, then what are you worried about? You shouldn't need the Faranek. And I'll tell you why there's a problem if there's two Yosef and Shimon's. Because according to Reb Meir, it's going to be a problem because it's not Mukach Mitocho from the actual signatures of the get. And according to Reb Elazar, they don't know that this Shliach is what? Is the Shliach of the husband? So according to both Tanoim, our case is off Zuris. If there were two Yosef and Shimon's. Everyone follow me? That's the kasha of Tosfos. It's a very, very strong kasha. Very strong kasha. This is the kasha, though. It's mamish what? It's mamish, it's a mimonofshach. And there is a concept of mukach mitocho according to Reb Meir. This is the sheet of Tosfos. I want you to get it. Tosfos says it in two, three places in the Masechta. He says it here. He says in Andaf Dalet, he said in Andaf Chopez, he says in Andaf Dalet, that Mukach Mitocho is according to what? A Reb Meir. Tosfos says it in three, four places. Are you following me? Mukach Mitocho, Tosfos says, is Lafi Reb Meir. Now Rashi argues. Rashi says, the Rashba and the Pnei Yeshua said, according to Rashi, where's the two Rashis? On Chopez and the Beis Kaf Dalet, there is no institution of Mukach Mitocho. And that's the Rashba says, the Rabbeinu Tam holds like that in the Rabban. So I want you to get this. Rashi discards this concept of Mukach Mitocho. It never says it anywhere in the Gemara, the Feish. So according to Rashi, there's no problem. Doesn't have to be Mukach Mitocho. Doesn't have to be Mukach Mitocho. But Tosfos is assuming that you need Mukach Mitocho. So Tosfos is very perplexed. What on earth are we talking about? If the two Yosef and Shimon's are stuck, it's not good according to Rabbi Elazar, it's not good according to the mayor. It's not good according to Rabbi Elazar because they and Masira don't know if the shliach is from the husband. It's not good according to the mayor because of the institution of Mukach Mitocho. The case over there is good because according to Rabbi Elazar, and they and Masira happen to know that the get was intended for the gedol. In that case, there is no shliach over there. Just the husband straight off. He had two wives, one younger, one younger, and one older. Now, the Tosfos HaRosh has a line, I want you to get this, which is quite difficult. The Tosfos HaRosh has a line where he claims, please get this, that according to Rashi, we're talking about a case where there are not two Yosef and Shimon's. There's only one Yosef and Shimon in the city. Nevertheless, we're cautious for Laz, that the Baal will be motzi Laz, that it's a get of another person. It's a garbage can case, and it's posel shaloli shmol. Why does that bother you? Again, get it. Tosfos HaRosh says in Rashi, we're talking about one Yosef and Shimon, but we're cautious that he's going to be motzi Laz, the husband, that it's a get of an Adam Sheni, and therefore be posel shaloli shmol. Why is that difficult? You go ahead, Yitzi. Excellent. Rashi, what do we write on the board in big letters? Rashi don't always says what? Who's the one who says last? Shash Gomer's Rashi. Tosfos is the one who holds last. What's the Tosfos HaRosh saying in Rashi? Very difficult. You have to say that Tosfos HaRosh is saying according to the Ri, who holds last. Rashi according to the Ri. Rashi himself doesn't hold the last. He holds the Shash Gomer, like we said. So it's very difficult. So maybe you could say the Darkei Dovid's Pshat. Remember the Darkei Dovid's Pshat? Whenever the Baal protests, maybe there's truth to his words. So too here. Even if there's no two Yosef and Shimon's, when the Baal protests, then maybe it's someone else's get. We're cautious to his words. not because of a lies, but because he said, "Rechoshes l'maisav that the husband might want, but me, the Baal will be ma'arir." And if he's ma'arir, then l'maisav we have to be choshes that he has what, that he has some truth to his words. Okay, so the Darkei David says in Rashi that maybe he was choshes l'maisav when the Baal says something, we're choshes. That's the chiddush. That's what we want to say. The chiddush is when the Baal is ma'arir, then we're choshes. Okay. Oh, looks like their kiddush is busted, no? It's starting to... Okay. What'd you say?
Worked well yesterday.
Yeah, okay. We got this pshat? Does everyone get this? Alright, you got it? The pshat is as follows. The Baal is choshish. The Baal is being choshish. That what? When the Baal is ma'arir, we have to be choshish for his words. Listen. What we're saying now is that the Baal Lamaisa, if he's Ma'arir with Chashish, okay? So I want you to get this. What are we at now? We're at Tosfos Kasher, it's a Mimonoshach. If there are two Yosef and Shimons, then what? Yeah, Nachamol. What's Tosfos Kasher? What is Tosfos Kasher? What are Tosfos Kasher? Let's get this. If there are two Yosef and Shimons, then what? It shouldn't work b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. If there is no two Yosef and Shimons, only one, then you shouldn't be b'fanei nechtam at all. Mimonofshav. That's Tosfos Kasher. Bein l'fi rib meir, where you need muchach mitochol. You have a problem with the two Yosef and Shimons? Bein l'fi rib lazer, because we have to know if the shliach is what from the husband. The case over there, had Adam and Sarah happen to know that the husband intended on divorcing the older woman. But we're just pointing out l'fi Rashi, there's no institution of muchach mitochol. Rashi also there. Rashi does not hold the muchach mitochol, number one. And number two, what do we say? According to Rashi, it says the Rosh says, maybe we're choshes that what? That will be last, which is difficult, as Yitzi pointed out very nicely. That doesn't, Rashi doesn't hold the whole concept of last bichlal anyway. So we want to say the Darkei David, that if the Baal is ma'orer, we have to be choshes to his words, and maybe it wasn't written lishma, and that's what Rashi means in the garbage can case. Okay? So that's how we want to solve Rashi, but in Tosfos we're still stuck with the Kasha. In Tosfos we're still stuck with the Kasha. Very, very difficult. Yes, go ahead. Right. Okay, you're right. It says very good. It only solves the Meir. You're right. Only solves the Meir. Okay, good. As Zach's pointing out, very good. Only solves the Meir. You don't hold the Muchach Mitochol. Only solves the Meir. You're right. Very good. Yes, Morris, go ahead.
So on this
and let them be acceptable, you mean? Morris is asking a very good kasha. You know what you have to say, Morris? I think what you have to say is you have to read the lines of the Gemara together. When it says Rabbanu Rudi Yitzchak, as we said, Rabbanu Rudi Yitzchak is b'fanei nechta, but at this point in the Gemara also, you have to read it together, it's assuming only one guy.
But that only comes later.
No, it's right now, it's all together. Rabbanu Rudi Yitzchak.
I
understand, but that line of the Gemara is assuming that there's one guy saying it. Because even though Yossi asked me before, but we know the Mishnah. We're trying to explain the Mishnah. We're saying that it's a rabbinic institution with funny nechtam, and that's all it is. And we're also knowing, we're going to explain, we only need one because of the Iguna. It's like you read it together. When I said you stopped before, I wanted to stress the fact it's not the rest of the Rabbanan, but you got to read it together. It's a great point what you're saying. You're right. If there were two, then it shouldn't be a problem. I'll be shy and young and dumb. Let them identify with Joseph and Shimon. So we're assuming it's one. It's a very excellent point. You got to read that. Well, I meant to stop the period that Yeroysa, we don't need it all, we need it, but that line together, that's one, we read it together. Very excellent. Yeah, go ahead, John.
According to the
Darkei
David,
yes.
Did he still say that Rashi said that it was one of those things that Shimon?
Yes, you could say it's talking about one Yosef and Shimon.
Doesn't Rashi say Shimon, Kishno, Shvach, Shvach? So it has to be
In other words, you don't have to be choishish, Lamaisa. We don't know. We don't know, Lamaisa. You see, Uchzka means we know for sure. Rashi says we're still concerned about it. Right, it might happen. We're concerned that the husband will make the taina that there were two guys, but we only know of one. A good point, excellent. What's on the ball? Now, if we know that there's only one, we're just concerned the husband's going to make a profit, so there's two. Very good. Well done. Okay, good. We got this? Okay. Now, I want to take this a step further. Okay? Okay? Let me ask you. Okay? We're still in the kasha. Why does Tosfos assume a premise that the Edom Asira, again, what are the Edom Asira? Edom view of seeing again. They see again. Okay? Kedushin, Edom, like we talked about being Edom Kedushin, Edom Gerushin, Edom Kim. Why does Tosfos assume that the Edom Asira have to know that this shliach is from the husband? That's what Tosfos assumed on the top line here, didn't he? That the Edom Asira have to know that the shliach is from the husband. Why did Tosfos assume that? Rabbi Kivager asks, how does Tosfos know this? How does Tosfos know this, that the Edom Asira have to know the shliach came from the husband? Take a look at a Gemara on Pei Vav Amid Beis. Take a look at Pei Vav Amid Beis, okay? What are the three stages of a get, I ask you? A Ksiva, a Chasima, and what else? The Nesina. Well said. Reb Meir and Reb Elazar argue, struggle. What is the Shmua? Morris, Reb Meir holds on to what? The Chasimas. Reb Elazar says on the what? Reb Elazar says the Lishmua's got to be what? On the Ksiva. You see, they argue on how to interpret the word the Kassel plus Sefer Krisis. Reb Meir says it means the Chasam, and Reb Elazar says it means the Kassak literally. All you have to have is the aim seeing the one right into the gate. So Morris brings up, what about you need the seed of the Shema? This is a kasha. Someone asks you, do you need the seed of the Shema? So you think to yourself, seed of the Shema, that's Rabbi Elazar. Seed of the Shema, that's Rabbi Meir. Where's the seed of the Shema? Gemara on Pei Vav Amid Beis. Take a look. On Pei Vav Amid Beis. Okay? What does Gemara say? Mishnah. See the first line of the Mishnah. Shnayim sheshofu shnei gittim shoven. Two men. Exact same names. They send Shnayim sheshofu shnei gittim shoven. In his arvu, they get mixed up. Reuven and Shimon. What do you do? What would you do? Yeah, Reuven and Shimon send two guests. They get mixed up. They have the wives, same names. What would you do to solve the issue? Give both to both, right? That's what the Mishnah says. No sin of l'shneim l'zu, shneim l'zu. Good, that's a good recommendation, though. Pei Vav Amid Beis. Everyone see it? The Mishnah, the Pharisee Mishnah. Beautiful. Look at the Gemara. Take a look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, on Pei Vav Amid Beis, see four lines on the bottom, five lines. Man Tana, who's the Tana of Mishnah? Reb Yirmiyah Deloh Kareb Elazar. The Kareb Elazar came in the rain of Mesir Kar, said, I will yodha behemi now come a garshan. Oh, Reb Yirmiyah says, this can't be Kareb Elazar. Why not, Morris? Because you do need the seemingly small. It's mamish, chiddish, abaye. I'm sorry, Reb Yirmiyah. In Gittin Pei Vav Amid Beis, get it down, says, there must be a third tana out there. Actually, I should say a fourth tana out there. Because Reb Yehuda holds you need the shema in both. I should write that down. Reb Yehuda holds you need the shema in both. Okay? The shema, Siva, and Chasima. So he wants you to get that. Don't revelate the name of Sirikarsi, but it means the custom is literal. Siva Lishma. Is there anyone who holds Nesina Lishma? Yes. Do I know the name of the Tana? I don't know. I don't know the name of the Tana. It's a Stam Mishnah, Pei Vav Amid Beis, according to Reb Yirmiyah. Look on Vayter in the Gemara. Abaye Omar, Afilu Tamer, Reb Elazar, Haman, the boy Rabbalus, exceedingly small. And exceedingly small, boy! You read it rhetorically. And exceedingly small, boy! You don't require an exceedingly small. All you need is exceedingly small. So Abaye says, who's the town of the mission over there? Who's the town of the mission over there? Rabbalosser. Definitely can't be Reb Meir. Because why? It's not what? Why can't the town over there, that mission, be Reb Meir? It's not what? It's not Muchach Mitocho. We don't know who it's referring to. Now, according to Rashi, I don't know. I just thought of that right now. According to Rashi, if you don't record Muchach Mitocho, why couldn't the mission be Reb Meir? Then I don't know. It's a kasha. You got to think about it. You follow what I'm saying? But the first sheet there of Yirmiyah says he's seen the seemingly small. So there's a sheet out there. I'm going to write it down. 1, 2, 3, 4. According to Yirmiyah, there's a Tana that says you need a seemingly small. Reb Yirmiyah. You need a seemingly small. We don't pass like this sheet at all. So this is a very good Maramakum to know. Someone asks you, do you need a seemingly small? Yeah, you know the answer. It's 2 days and I'm arriving and getting tape up on the base. Now we don't paskin any nisimli shmal, but there is a sheet. Okay, we paskin, you don't need nisimli shmal. So therefore it's quarter of a lezer, all you need is exceedingly shmal, this is the exceedingly shmal, we just don't know who it is, no big deal. They get again. So what, you finish off the sentence for me now. What is it Vikivegar asking our Tosis? What did Tosis say in our Gemara? Back to our Tosis. What did Tosis say? Tosis asks his kashi, he says, we got a problem here. We don't know, the Emesir don't know that the shlich is the shlich of this husband. You got a problem? Ask Rabbi Kivega, why do you have a problem? We don't require a seemingly small. There's no din of the seemingly small. You don't have to, all they have to do is a get given over. Who says that they have to know the small? The Emesir, they have to know that it's the seemingly small. Where do Tosis get this from? This is Rabbi Kivega's question. And you can't tell me Tosis going to Yirmiyah. We don't pass them like that. We pass them like a biased approach. Seemingly small, boy. Torah. Right? This is a great kasha that's here to give in. I love Alchemist, but I love that thing about seemingly small. Because no one focuses on it. Everyone knows Ksiba, Ksimit, or both. What about seemingly small? It's a favorite Shigamara. 2 days in Amor. But Rabbi Kivegar asks, the Eichet Pesi says, you got me? Why does Tosis assume they didn't see it? I don't know who it is. You don't mean to see the small. Bam Kasha. Another Maramah to strengthen his Kasha. Take a look at the Mishnah and Samach Gimel on the base. Take a look at Samach Gimel on the base. Oh. What does the Mishnah say? The bottom Mishnah. Take a look. Samach Gimel on the base. Ha'isha she'omro yiskabel ligitin. Ha'isha she'om, listen, Isha she'om yiskabel ligitin tzricha shnei kite eidim. A woman that says, accept the get for me, she appoints a shliach l'kabbalah. You need 2 eidim at the appointment of a shliach l'kabbalah. Befeish. Shnayim omrim b'faneinu omro. You need 2 people to say that she appointed the shliach l'kabbalah in front of them. The shnayim she'omrim b'faneinu kibul v'kara. You also need 2 eidim in the actual accepting of the get, which is called eidim sirikars. And they also see her rip it up. The Gemara explains in those days they used to have to rip up gittin because the government, non-Jewish government, didn't want them observing gittin, and therefore we get in trouble, anti-Semitism. So we quickly ripped it up. What is this Mishnah? Let's just finish the Mishnah. A few heina rishonim and achronim. We can have the same set for both stages. Oh, echad min rishonim, echad min achronim, echad min startim. You could have one guy be on both and join up with one guy on the Kabbalah and one guy on the Mesirah Sagan. Okay? What do you see from this Mishnah, says Rabbi Kivega? No, you tell me. What do you see from this Mishnah? That what? The Eidim Mesirah do not know who what? Who the Shliach L'Kabbalah is. And still what? And still it's good. Is that correct? What does the Mishnah say, black and white? You have Eidim on the appointment of the Shliach L'Kabbalah, number 1. Number 2, you have Eidim on the Mesirah Saget. The Edom of Mesir Seget, Mark, do not know that the shliach that's receiving it for the woman is really the shliach LaKabbalah. They don't know. And it's still a good get. So you see, the Edom of Mesir do not have to know who hired the shliach. So Frank Rebbe Kinager, what on earth is our Taisa saying? You don't need a single Lishma. So you don't need the Lishma. They don't have to know that he's the shliach of the husband. And number two, it's a Mishnah. It's a Mepharish Mishnah. The Gemara on page 1 says you don't need a single Lishma, according to Abaye, which we assume. But we're not going like a Yirmiyah. We go like a Abaye. Number two, the Mishnah says Mepharish. Mishnah says Mepharish that the Edom Seer do not have to know who the shliach LaKabbalah is. We just assume that it's fine. As long as you have two Edom that identify the shliach LaKabbalah is, two other Edom. The Edom Seer don't have to know themselves. It's a bomb kasha, these two kashas are becoming. And what was Tysus holding in this kasha? Okay. Oh. So the pshat is, and don't get so worried about the Sina not being the Shema. Bezin will find out that everything is fine. Bezin will look into it, that it's the shliach of the husband. Why is Taisa so concerned? Oh. So the pshat might be as follows. Please get this. Could be, it's a chiddush though. Could be, says the Taisa Rosh. Reb Meir and Reb Elazar argued what makes a get into a get. Is it the Eidim Mesira or is it the Eidim Chasima? But, just like there's a mandate of Muchuch Mitocho for Eidim Chasima, according to Taisus, there's a mandate of Muchuch Mitocho for the Eidim Mesira as well. The only difference between the two is what makes it get again. Is it the Eidim Chasima or the Eidim Mesira? But the same way that the Eidim Chasima have to be Muchuch Mitocho, the Eidim Mesira also have to know exactly what's flying, and they have to know that the Shliach comes from the husband as well. That's what the Taisa Rosh wants to say. This is what the Stipler says at Simin Beis, and Reb Nochem Parchovich writes as well, Os Gimel and Os Nun Gimel. This is the Chiddush that he wants at Taina, that it must be Mavur. Must be Mavur. And the truth is, Rav Steinman Shlitit, in his Sefer Ayelus HaShachar, proves it from a Gemara in Baba Basra. The Gemara in Baba Basra says there was a city where there were two Yosef and Shimons. The only time you can have a get is if they both divorce their wives in front of each other. In our case, obviously, that can't happen because the shliach is coming from Medina Sayyam. And therefore, if that's the case, there's no possibility that each one divorce one in front of each other. So therefore, it would have to be possible. So the first answer that we want to give doesn't answer both kashas. Which kasha does it answer? What are we saying? Which kasha does it answer? Only answer the first kasha. That even though you don't need seemingly small, but it has to be muchach mitocho. Maybe it doesn't have to be Lishma, but it's got to be Muchach Mitocho. Just like Reb Meir holds Eidim Chasima Muchach Mitocho, Reb Elazar holds Eidim Mesira have to know what's flying as well. Okay? Maybe that's not called Lishma, but at least it's Muchach. They have to know who the husband is, who the wife is. Okay? So if you say like that, you got me, Eli? Therefore what? Therefore to answer the first kasha. You might not even see Lishma, but you need Muchach Mitocho. That's what the Taisa Rosh was saying. It doesn't answer the second kasha. Because what the second kasha said, the Mishnah says Mepharish, they don't have to know. No. What's the answer to this kasha? This is a beautiful pshat, Mamish. How do you answer that Mishnah Tzamach Gimel? That Mishnah was talking about what? What type of shliach? Kabbalah. What is our sugya talking about? Shliach laholacha. When it comes to a shliach l'kabbalah, she's representing the woman. Shliach l'halacha represents the husband. Who writes up the get? The husband. Or he contracts the sofer. What's that called? Das ha-mischayev. What does das ha-mischayev mean? The guy who is indebting himself. The guy who is indebting himself, we need the knowledge of who it is. Because he's putting himself in a precarious situation. He's divorcing his wife, he's going to have to pay the ksuba. Who writes up a star and a loan? The lova. You need das ha-mischayev to inject into the star. That makes the star a star. It's called la shvue shtara. La shvue shtara. To make a star a star, Bashui Shtara, you have to inject into the star, that's a mischayev. The lova, a borrower, is the das mischayev. He's mischayev himself. If Ari lends me $100, I write up a star and give it to him. So we have the star to prove that I owe him money. Who's the mischayev going to get? The husband. Therefore, you better believe that the Edom and Sira have to know who that husband is. And therefore, Tosis asks his kasha. Our topic is a shliach lahalacha. Shliach lahalacha, the Edom and Sira, you better believe, have to know who it is to make the star a star. Otherwise, the star is not meaningful. The Edom and Sira is the one who makes the star a star. Well, they better know who the Mishkayim is. That Mishnah Tzav Gimel of Beis is referring to who? A shlich la kabbalah. Shlich la kabbalah, she's not the Mishkayim, she's the one who's getting the get. She's going to get money. She's going to get the ksuba. And therefore, Lamaisa, they don't have to know that the shlich was appointed by the woman. There's no kesher to das Mishkayim to Bala star. Therefore, you can combine other Edom. One set and another set. Everyone got this Terrence? Beautiful horde. It's a beautiful Terrence of Rav Nochem Barchovich, Lamaisa. And also the Granat, Rav Naftali Trumpzatzal, who's a Rebbe in the Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva. So this is the chiluk that we want to say. So now we have solidified Taisus Kasha. We have solidified Taisus Kasha. Mimono Shah. Is it Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon's? Then the front of Nechta won't help. If it's Huchzuk, if it's known, you're stuck. If there's no two Yosef Ben Shimon's, there's only one, then you shouldn't even need the front of Nechta. And if there are two Yosef Ben Shimon's, both the court of Rameir and Belozzi, you got a problem. Court of Rameir is not Muchim Mitocho, Tos assumes that Rameir is Muchim Mitocho. Even though Rashi argues, but Tos assumes that Muchim Mitocho. And number two, what else? What'd you say? Number two is, even according to Belozzer, they have to know. That sugya over there, the emissary did know that it was intended for the gedolah. Here they don't know he's the shliach husband. What do you mean, Frek Rebbe Kivager? Why do they have to know? There's no dinim nitsim lishma, nitsim lishma mi boy. What that? Pave over the bays. Hear me, Abaye, arguing right here. Hear me, hold yes. Number two, kasha, Mishnah Besachar, the son of Kivu on bays. They, the emissary, don't know this shliach the kabbalah in two separate sets. How do we answer that? Well, the first kasha we answer by saying that what? Maybe there's a din of Toysa Rosh and Mukh Mitocha for the Mesirah. That's not called the Shema, but they have to know exactly who the guy is. But the second terrence that we want to say, that's possibly the Mishnah, is that a Shlich or Kabbalah is not the Mishayah. So the Eid Mesirah don't have to know that she's a Shlich Kabbalah of a woman, but the Eid Mesirah have to know that the Shlich L'Holach is the Shlich L'Husband, because he's the Das of the Mishayah that makes the get into a get. And therefore, you better believe that Mr. have to know the shliach is from the husband. And therefore, Taisa says, we are perplexed. We are in dilemma. What is the story in our system? If there are two Yosef and Shimon's, you're stuck. The funny Nechta is not going to help you. As Morris said, it's one man. And if there's not two Yosef and Shimon's, then what's it been? Then you shouldn't even need the funny Nechta. So now we are at Taisa's kasha. Let's get to Taisa's terrace because we want to get to Allah. Okay? Back to Taisa's kasha. Now we got the kasha solidified strong. Okay? The only kasha that we just still have is on Pei Bava Beis. What was the kasha? I thought of it. I didn't have an answer. Why can't the Mishnah be Remeir? According to Rashi, Rashi holds the Remeir doesn't require Mukh Mitocha. Right? So why couldn't the Mishnah there have been according to Remeir? Okay, that's a difficulty. That's a difficulty. Okay? Go ahead, Morris. Back to Tosis. Let's see the terms. Go ahead. Excellent. Oh. Very, very good. The Rashba adds on, I just want you to get this, and the answer, who behave? Please get that down. Not only is he not a buck in the Shema, but the Edom themselves are not buck in the Shema. I mean, the Edom do not know as well. Because if they were Bekin, they never would sign on a get that's possible. I, the husband we learned earlier in Tosfos on Beis and Beis, is never chashud l'hachshila b'mezid. What's the answer, says the grid? The gosar grid? What's the answer? Actually, the gosar grid makes the horror in Tosfos. He says, who behain lo you bekin? Do you have that in your, in those other? The gosar grid is, he has a god in Tosfos, who behain lo bekin? He says like the Rashi. What's the answer? B'shokeh. Please get it down. They don't know of a concept of the Shema. They don't know of a concept of the Shema. The husband doesn't know, the Einim don't know. So that's what it means. We are very concerned that we're talking about a situation, the vow will be motzi las, that the sofer wrote a practice get, and therefore he signed Einim on, because he didn't know there was a din of the Shema. If he knew, he wouldn't do it. But Mason, it's not dealing with the Russia. Right? We're not dealing with the Russian. If you wouldn't have sent her again, like we said from Yushalmi, right? Shalmi, we said from Yushalmi the other day, a few days ago, or yesterday. Ulo hachash lachshila. So we're afraid that he didn't know Lishma, and the Einim don't know Lishma. And therefore what? He will sign Einim down, and he'll claim that the get was a what? A practice get, and Lamaisa, he didn't really know this at all, and he says, please, please, the get shouldn't be a good get, because it was a practice get, and he wrote Einim, he had Einim sign it, the Einim didn't know it was Lishma either. He didn't know it had to be written Lishma, and he only meant it b'shogeg. He did not do it b'mason. Okay? But what's the bottom line of the answer? What's it supposed to say? Are there two Yosef and Shimon's or not? No, there's only one. Please get it. That's Tosa's answer. There's only one Yosef and Shimon. And if there's only one Yosef and Shimon, so then what, Morris? Then you shouldn't need the funny necker by necker? Yes, you do, because of this concern that Tosa lays down. Which is what? That he'll claim there was a practice get, the husband. He'll say he didn't know about the Shema. He got Adam inside. The Adam didn't know about the Shema. Who the ain't, like the Rashba says, and they wrote it off. And he wants to say, please, it's not good. That's exactly what Tosis Terrence is. Beautiful Terrence, okay? Now, I want to point out, why didn't Tosis say that the protest will be that the sofer didn't write it Lishma? Hello? Please get this. Why didn't Tosis say that the Baal would claim that the sofer was from the few guys that don't know Lishma?
Not 100%.
Ah! Rabbi Kiveri, get it down, Seth says, it must be that this Tosus holds 100%, which contradicts the previous Tosus that said 99%. Get it down. Get it, Nachamol Yaakov. Why didn't Tosus say in the answer that the Baal would protest that the Sofer wrote it up Shalom Lishma? He's the 1%. Why does Tosus stand on his head and say no? That the Baal would protest that it was a practice get. Practice get. Why didn't the Baal just say the sofer wrote the get Shalom Lishma? The answer is, it's 100%. So says Rabbi Kiveger, this thesis is against the previous thesis. And we had the Rabbi Kiveger also last week that said, Tosis Dibur Maska HaVeidavar, that Tosis shows himself from the beginning until the end. So we have two Rabbi Kivegers. Tosis earlier he said that Tosis got himself in the same thesis from the beginning to the end. Now we have Rabbi Kiveger saying that this thesis contradicts the previous Tosis, the one line of Stam Sifra. This is what Rabbi Kiveger writes. Oh. Now Rabbi Nochman Parchovich points out, he thinks that Tosis L'shitasa against Rabbi Kiveger. Because what is Tosis' whole concern he had seen in the whole sugya? Chash kamer las. You said earlier, las, right? Tosis las, las, all the time. He wants to say like this, a lav is never produced if there's only what? You can't be motzi las if it's only 1%. Okay? If it's only 1%, they're not going to believe you. I mean, you know, people slander, people speak Lashon Hara, it's a horrible thing. But if it's like a 1%, they'll think the guy's in a sugar. It has no credibility. Right? But this has credibility, this case. This case is not immune to demute. This case is very possible that the husband will say it was a practice get, and he and the Adam did not know about Lishma. Since it's more than a muta de muta, then a las could be created. So therefore he claims it is Lishitasa. See, he claims Pum Fakiri really Kiveger. He says, this is far from being 100%. It might even be only, it's 80%. So Rabbi Kiveger said that what? Why did the Tosus just say it'll be Ma'orer, Ma'orer, that it wasn't really Lishma? It's 100%. So therefore, this is 100% of sofer right Lishma against the previous studies, which is 99%. No, Rav Nochman Parchovich says as follows. Tos L'shitasa holds las. Las. And if it's las, las never can be produced if it's in a context or landscape of muta de muta. If it's 1%, what kind of las is going to get out there? Therefore, Tos had to stand on his head and give you a landscape where the las would have some credibility. Namely, this case. This case is possible that the guy wrote a practice get. And maybe the husband doesn't know. And maybe the Einim don't know about the being Lishma. It is possible. There is a possibility. Sofrim Okay, I hear you, the lice. Sofer and Uri is the muta de muta. But the Eden not knowing, the husband not knowing, and the sofer writing the Islamic, these are all distinct possibilities. Since they're all distinct possibilities, it's now a context or landscape for lies to be generated and produced. This is where Nachum Bar Jonah wants to say. So he wants to say, fakir, taste the seat also. It is muta de muta. You follow what I'm saying? Did everyone get this? It's a fort. Rav Nachum Bar Jonah, you ever saw that by America, my Rebbe's, one of my Rebbeim's Rebbe, Rav Shmuel Nachum's Rebbe, Nachum Bar Jonah. He wrote, they have an English biography, just shot. Never saw it? On the picture it says, just shot. That was, he was always shot. Shirum were always shot. So he says, no, Taisla Shitasso. Rav Kirega says that Taisla contradicts him. Taisla contradicts himself. The previous Taisla, no, remember just the Shitasso. Because it's muted and muted, it's not 100%. How can you have lies throughout the whole sugya? So Tosa stands on his head and gives you a scenario where lies has credibility, namely this case, where it's least lave. And him and the Adam don't know about Mishma. That's possible. 20% of the cases could be happening like that. Therefore, you need the funny. That's the funny. That's the Morris to ensure that that this case is not that. That's the Chiddush of Tosas. Beautiful board. Chiddush of Tosas. Oh. Now, Lamaisa, I want to just add on the Maharam Shif, okay? Sorry, not the Maharam Shif, the Maharam. And then we got to go to Halacha, okay? Let's just get the last point, the Maharam. We didn't get to the Rambam. Okay, tomorrow, we never. Send the Maharam the following kasha. The Maharam on the Tosfos. The Maharam says, he asks, why does Tosfos have to say, Rechosh, the vow will be Maharam, that the Sofer wrote a practice get? Why doesn't Tosfos say, Anan Kaishin? Why are we choshish on our own without the protest of the husband? Then maybe the sofer wrote at least Lame and the Baal signed Adam on. You're the Maharam's kasha. Why are we choshish on our own? Why do you need the Baal to be more of this? So the Maharam answers, Rove Bikin Lishma, Stam Sofrim, our Nizar Bakach, we never have to be choshish unless what? Unless the husband himself says that he is from the mute of what? That he is from the near of people that are not fucking really small. And he says he took a get from the sofer that he wrote to practice. Interesting. Mr. Maharam says, why are we ourselves concerned? The answer is because rogue people are beginning, not just sofer, rogue beginning, the sounds are hard, we assume those guys don't be small. The only time we're close is if he himself comes up forward and says, I am one of those guys that did not know be small. Then once he does that, he says he took what a practice get, then we gotta be worried about it. Then we need to find out. But the Maharam says we cannot be worried on our own. Because we assume it's a very strong role. Role Bikinim and Stam Sifra Mikrat Mir. So unless he comes forward and says, I'm from the Mir, we're not worried about it, Allah Allah. Okay? That's the Chiddush that we want to bring out the Maharam. Okay. And as I said, our ghost grip says, just like the Rashba, that Chasku Huvehe. Okay, let's go to Allah now. Tomorrow we'll continue this show. Okay. We're coming towards the din of Yom Neroim, of course, Sir Shemei Tshuva. So I want to begin with the Allah of Erev Yom Kippur. Okay? Today we'll do the Allah of Erev Yom Kippur. If we have time, we'll do more. Erev Yom Kippur, Lamaisa. The Gemara writes in a few places, Yuma, Be'alev, Roshonin, Daftes, that there is a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. Baruch Hashem. Okay? We all love to eat, Lamaisa. Should be one of the easiest mitzvahs we're all inshallah healthy. The mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. The Gemara writes, not only is the mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur, Hashem treats as if you fasted both on the 9th and the 10th day of Tishrei. Mishabur writes, Lafum Tzara Agar. What is Lafum Tzara Agar write? Hashem gives you schar of a mitzvah in accordance, commensurate with the effort you put into the mitzvah, correct? What's easier, eating or fasting? Eating is much easier. But Allah Hashem treats your eating as if you fasted, so you'll get that much more reward. So Mishnah Berurah says, okay, what is the getter of din? What is the nature of this mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a tshuva. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you know, he wrote so much. He wrote on the Gemaras, the Shas, and he also wrote tshuvas. So he has a suffix in the tshuvas. Either you can look at the mitzvah of Yom Kippur as a separate yaltip. Mitzvahs yaltip. Second possibility says, no, it's not a partial yaltip, but rather it's a chana for a fast. There's a halacha, you have to prepare a fast. How do you think eat? Obviously, you got to prepare for the fast. Tshuva, of course. But the mice, from the fasting per se, it's a chana at nights. Oh. This is Rebbe Kibbeh. There are many, many nafkeminis that stem from these two approaches in the Rebbe Kibbeh. Many nafkeminis that stem from this. Following them, either it's what? Separate yomtiv or it's a chanel of tanks. One nafkemini he gives is a noshim. A noshim mechuyiv in the midst of eating an Erev Yom Kippur. What do you say? If you hold like the first approach, that it's a partial yomtiv, we know that women are apostate from the mitzvah es yeshivas ban groma. This is a mitzvah es yeshivas ban groma. Every year there is Yom Kippur, every year there is Erev Yom Kippur. It's on the calendar. The tourists from shaking lulav, hearing shofar, they can volunteer. Can they say a bracha? Not like it's Ram and Tais, put the kavra above. But clearly, Lamaisa, if you hold it to mixes yant of women, would be the tourists. However, if you hold like the second approach, that it's preparation for the fast, do women have to fast? Of course. Women are also obligated in the preparations. And they also must eat as well. Okay? So that's one very good nafkemina. Number one, we'll write Pi of Noshim. Number two. This year, I believe Yom Kippur B'ez Hashem is Thursday. So it starts Wednesday night. The mitzvah to eat begins when? Wednesday morning or Tuesday night? When does the mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur begin? If it's a separate Yom Tov, when does the halachic day begin in all areas of halacha? At night. Tuesday night the mitzvah begins. If you say it's a chana for fasting, it's mistaber that you can prepare in the morning. You don't have to start eating at night. Wednesday morning would be enough. So let's say hasman of haskolas mitzvah. What's the one area, by the way, we should mention that in Kol Torah Kula that the halachic day begins in the morning? You know, like the secular day? Where? Kodshim. Excellent. Gemar Chul and Pei Gimel and Aleph. Every other in Halacha, 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 it's a night. Davening, everything. Except for Kodshim. Korbanis starts in the morning. Morning, the night is Holech Acharyom. That's a second afternoon. Third afternoon. Let's say, God forbid, someone cannot fast for medical reasons. Father from Partur Risanos. He's going to have to eat the shiurim. If he can. If he can't do the shiurim, if it'll end his life, then you don't even do the shiurim. You know what the shiurim are? Very important. You drink less than 3.3 fluid ounces every 4 minutes. Some folks would say 9 minutes. Less than 3.3 fluid ounces every 4 or 9 minutes. Depending on how ill the person is, you'll be made. And you have to eat a kazayas, a tam-tam. You know, one tam-tam every 4 or 9 minutes. Better 9 minutes. You know what a tam-tam is. Probably the crackers, right? The garlic ones, right? The onion, right? The plain ones. You need to put something on them, right? Okay. I'm hungry, I guess, okay? All right. So what's the nafkemina? Finish this up. What's Pazul Nisanos? Someone who medically doesn't have to fast. Is there a chiyuv for him to eat? Well, what do you say? If it's a separate yontif, then yes. I mean, it's on the calendar. If it's a chana for fasting, the man's not fasting, why should there be a mitzvah for that person? The third nafkemina. Number four. Fourth nafkemina. There is a question we paskin, we'll see, on Tuesday afternoon when you daven mincha, do you say tachanun? The mincha before Erev Yom Kippur, do you say tachanun? Well, I'll just write tachanun, but please remind yourself which tachanun I'm referring to. The mincha before Erev Yom Kippur. If it's a separate yontif, then you never say tachanun a mincha before yontif. Two bav, no matter what. The 15th of av, you don't say. For two b'shvat. 15th b'shvat, you don't say. Hamishah b'shvat. If you say it's a chana for fasting, of course you say mincha. Of course you say tachanun. Because it's just a chana for fasting, not a separate yontif. That's a fourth nafkemina. Baby, you got me? tachanun of the mincha before Erev Yom Kippur, which is Tuesday afternoon, do you say tachanun? If it's a separate Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, then no. If you hold that it's a chana for a fast, then you would say tachanun, because it's not a separate Yom Kippur, that day of Erev Yom Kippur. Okay? That would be a fourth nafkimi. Number five, nafkimi. Do you say a lot of slichas or a little slichas on Erev Yom Kippur? What do we do? The most slichas we say is on Erev Hashanah. The most smallest amount of slichas we say is Erev Yom Kippur. What does that seem to highlight? If you hold it to separate yontif, I Yom Tov, we don't say one a lot of slichas except for Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the only, because that's part of the Kiddushayon. But if you hold it's a chana for the fast, and there is a minority of communities that say a lot of slichas. Most of the Midrash Ashkenaz is not. What's Minitzvar? Do you remember anybody? I can't hear it. No, but I'm saying Erev Yom Kippur. Do you say a lot of slichas or a little? I don't know. I have to ask some of the fellows in our shul. I have to ask. But the most Midrash Ashkenaz, there is a minority of Midrash Ashkenaz that say a lot. But most Midrash Ashkenaz is mute slichas. Mute. Okay? That highlights it's a mitzvah yontif. If it's a chana the tiniest, then you should say a lot. Okay. Sixth nafkimi. Okay? Everyone knows you have to have a siddur maaseiros. Do you know there's a mitzvah of simcha yom kippur? You know that? You know the mitzvah, there is a mitzvah of simcha yom kippur. Yes, there is. A lot of people, you say that to little kids, they'll think you're crazy. Of course there's a mitzvah of simcha yom kippur. Nothing to do with Amelis. In fact, if someone buries a loved one of his seven relatives before Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur is Mavakal Shiva, Mishnah says in Moikot. It's a mitzvah simcha on Yom Kippur. Where does the mitzvah of simcha manifest itself? Spiritual simcha. But where do you eat? Tzudah Mafsekis, right, the mitzvah. The Tzudah Mafsekis is a mitzvah of simcha. Very important mitzvah. Tzudah Mafsekis is the mitzvah of simcha. I'll bring another riot for that. When do we say Kiddush Levana? Right after the fast is over. But when you say Kiddush Levana, you have to be in a state of simcha. So what? We are in a state of simcha. Hopefully Hashem forgave us for all our sins. On Tisha B'Av, when are you supposed to say Kiddush Levana? After you ate. Because you're still in a state of avodas. So you've got to eat first. I give a kippur, you don't have to eat first. You go right to Kiddush Levana. Oh. Is there a notion in the Suda Mafsekis to have Lechem Mishnah? We have Lechem Mishnah in our family. And our Suda Mafsekis. If you hold it as a separate yontif, then what? Then there's a mandate to have Lechem Mishnah. If you hold it as a chana, no, there's no requirement. So we have six very good nafkaminas as to the nature of the day of Erev Yom Kippur. Is the mitzvah to eat an Erev Yom Kippur set up by a partial yontif to the day, or no? The mitzvah of eating an Erev Yom Kippur is just a chana for the fast. They say in the name of Biskarov that he used to keep a candy in his mouth the whole day. Because every second you're eating, it's a king. It's a king. So he used to always want to be eating that day. You don't need a chila gas. So one way of eating is candy. Candy's not a chila gas. Okay. Interesting concept. Okay. Let's just move on, and then we'll close with the next topic I want you to get. Because it's very important then, this been a very good kippah mitzvah eating, for sure I'll fulfill it with good health, and don't eat too much, even good health. Okay. Alright. Rebbe Kivager has another topic. The latter Rebbe Kivager with Dolei Ador. Here's another topic. What is the nature of the din of Kriyas HaTorah and Mincha on Yom Kippur? We lay. Usually Mincha Matinus we lay, correct? We also lay on Yom Kippur. But what's the nature of the Tainus of the Kriyas HaTorah? Is the midin Kedushas Hayom? Or is the midin Tainus Sibur? Because Yom Kippur is a fast. Which element is Mechayev the Kriyas HaTorah? Nafkaminim. A lot of nafkaminim. What truck do you lay mincha with? I write Tahonim. Nikon. If it's the Yom Kippur, if it's Mitzvah Kisayon, you should do the Yom Kippur Nikon, like in the morning. Right? Anyone about Kaira? How does it go?
I forgot how it goes.
Is that you about Kaira? Forgot how it goes. Who's about Kaira? Yitzi? I don't remember the name. Everyone remembers. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. At Mincha though, do you do the Nigin? If it's within Kishon Yom, yes. If it's within Tennessee, or no. What do we do practically? Regular Nigin. Number two now, Kimmy. What are you laying? We mentioned it a few days ago. What are you laying? We mentioned it on Sunday. You're right. What do you normally lay in a regular Tennessee Bur Mincha? Aicha. That seems to highlight what? That seems to highlight what you say, oh, what parsha? What authority do you lay at Mincha Yom Kippur? Yonah, what do you normally do on a Tennessee Bur? Dershu Hashem Yimotso. So the authority seems to highlight you say, oh. What's number four in Afghanistan? Let's say someone medically cannot fast. Can he get an aliyah? What do you hold? If it's within Kishon, yes. He has a patur, but if it's within Tennessee, then you can only get an aliyah on a fast day if you are what? On a Tennessee, if you are fasting. Aliyah, the Mishim Sarah. Now, how do we pass on this issue? How do we pass on all four of these issues? Number one, the truck is a regular truck. Highlights what? Tennessee. Number two, we do our rites. Tosa says they haven't given to give us Musr. That highlights Kedushayom. Number three, Sefer Yonah, highlights what? Kedushayom. Number four, what's the din? You have a man that's gotten Sefer Yonah for 40 years. Now he's elderly, can't fast anymore. You're not going to give him Sefer Yonah, many years you give it to him, even though he can't fast. That's Kedushayom. So we paskin, please get it, that it's a hybrid. We paskin both times with Kedushayom. How do we paskin on this first issue? Let's go through the six. Women, are they chayav to eat an erev Yom Kippur? Yes. Number two, when does it begin? We'll be machmer. The mitzvah begins Tuesday night. They eat. Number three, what's the third afkamina? Someone's plucked up from fasting. We assume that what? We'll be machmer. Let him eat. Why not? Everyone else is eating. Number four, we do say tachanun. We do say Tuesday afternoon. That seems to highlight that it's been done a couple of times. Number five, as I said, the meaning of most Ashkenazi communities and Mitzvahs, that seems to have a Kishon Yom. And number six, why not be Machmer? Have a Lech HaMishnah. Make it easier for your mom, buy a Lech HaMishnah. Okay? So we also paskin a hybrid of both. Okay? This is a very important child, so we make it properly for Hilchos Yom Kippur. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day. God's your own. Go back to